So the SICA project's an international council project, although it came out of discussion with the International Council, Preceptors College, Adistana. And really what SICA project is trying to do, SICA just means training. And we're looking at practice and training in the order and movement at all levels. And, you know, basically trying to get a sense of what are people doing that's working? What are we practicing? What are we teaching that's working? What are the needs and how do we support more effective training? So we've kind of started off last couple of years. We've mainly been looking at training at centre level, sort of looking at introductory teaching, looking at regular teaching. But this is as we were starting to look at order practice and order training. So the survey, the order practice questionnaire, is just trying to get some information about practice in the order. The purpose of it kind of developed, actually. So to begin with, we were thinking just information gathering. What are people doing? What's working? What are the needs? How do we support people's practice going deeper, becoming more effective? But when we were designing the questionnaire, we did little kind of focus groups when we had the chance. So we did a couple of things with the men and women private preceptors. And one of the things that we found out was that the conversations that people had about their practice, we got people to do it in pairs, we got them to fill in some of the questions. And I think people found the conversations so helpful and so kind of stimulating that that made us realise that there was a real opportunity there to get people reflecting a bit more deeply on their practice and, in a way, a bit of an opportunity to get dialogue in the order going in a sort of bit of a more focused, more intentional way around practice. We've ended up, I think, with three different purposes. There's the original purpose of what are people doing? What do they need? What can we provide that would be helpful? But in a way, maybe what people are going to find more pertinent themselves or more helpful themselves is just it's a bit of a framework to maybe support people thinking a little more deeply, reflecting a little more deeply on their own practice, sort of what it's, what are they doing that's effective and what might make a difference. It's trying to sort of set up conversations and in a way trying to bring in the idea of more focused and more targeted conversations around practice. So for example, we're imagining that people could do this in their chapters. They could do it with their KMs, they could do it with, you know, people that they practice with, they could do it with their preceptors. Just so it's a way of actually getting people to talk a little bit in a more focused way about practice. And then, as I say, it's a way from for the SICA project to start to get a little bit of a sense of what people are doing, what they're doing that they're finding effective. And for us to think, how do we kind of share that experience? Where are the gaps? What can we, what, you know, we're explicitly asking people what they would find helpful in supporting their practice. So whether it would be, you know, study material, certain kinds of retreats, certain kind of one-on-one support. Yeah, just trying to find out what people think would be helpful, trying to see if what, you know, what we've got the resources or what is a movement and an order we've got the resources to provide.
Can you just tell us some practical details about the survey? What does it look like? What's its format? How many questions? How long do you think it will take to fill it out?
I just got the dummy copies back from the printers. And I must say I was a little daunted to see it's quite a substantial document, partly because we are asking people to think in quite a detailed way about the main aspects of their practice, like practice in the broadest sense, like, you know, kind of meditation practice, but study, devotional practice, altruistic practice, ethical practice, the kind of context that people are practicing in. But there's quite a lot that we're asking people to reflect on. It's going to be available in two main forms. So there's a paper copy, even though it's not the most efficient way of gathering data, is the best way to, you know, kind of help people have a conversation about their practice. So there's a paper document that's got, I think there's a total of 58 questions. Some of them are straightforward, like, what's your name? But, you know, just asking people, like where they feel confident, where they feel skilled, what supports their practice at the moment, what they would find helpful, want to see available to support their practice in the future. So some of them will take a little bit more, or at least give the opportunity for a little bit more thought. We reckon that if you really wanted to do it quickly, it could take you half an hour. But if you wanted to, you know, seriously reflect on it, it would take a couple of hours or maybe even a little bit longer. It doesn't have to happen at a single event. You know, like if it is something that people are finding helpful to do, they could spread it over a few sessions online, or could have a couple of conversations if they're filling it in on paper. So between half an hour and quite a bit longer.
Where would you get a copy of the survey?
We're going to try and make it available to every order member outside India. And we'll also talk to the Indian order if they want to make an equivalent available. But next week, every order member should get a link to the online version in their inbox. Probably the week after that, the paper copies will be available. And there's a number of ways that you can get your hands on a copy. So one is that we want to use the order convening network. So we hope that you can ask, ideally, your local order convener, but at least your regional order convener, to let you have a paper copy. There's a number of regional conventions happening this year. So people who haven't managed to get their hands on a paper copy before that, or find time before that, we hope we're going to have some copies available and some time available at a number of the order conventions where people can fill it in a box to collect them. You can always get a copy by writing to Adisthana. So if you write to the Sikha Project at Adisthana, we can send a copy directly. And again, we'll summarise all of this in the email that we send out next week.
Is the survey available in other languages?
Like an awful lot of things in Trinat, and it's been done on a bit of a shoestring. So we didn't have a lot of resources for translations, but we're making it available online in English and in Spanish, which covers a significant proportion of the order. What we're suggesting is that at least for the kind of key questions about practice, we're just asking people who do the survey to, you know, at least sort of translate some of these key questions for themselves, have the conversation in your own language in a way that's kind of natural and that makes it easier to you know, kind of think about it. Yeah, to fill it in, it would be available online in English and Spanish. And the paper copy, I think, will only be available in English.
And how many people are you hoping will fill in the survey?
I can tell you percentages rather than absolute numbers, but we're kind of hoping that something like half the order outside India will fill it in and return it. We're also asking people, if they don't fill it in, to let us know why not. I should maybe say something just about timing. So we're going to be collecting information over the next few months. So we're planning to have the survey open and available June, July and August. I think most of the conventions have happened by the end of August, although I know there are some that are happening later than that. So we'll be gathering the information back in September, beginning to analyse it. And then we hope that maybe late September into October, we can start making information available to the whole order. And we hope there are going to be some quite interesting correlations to be drawn from it. We've been getting some advice, especially from Karen Agita, who's got a kind of professional background in this, but who did some really interesting cross analyses of previous surveys that she's done. So we're asking about people's age. We're asking when they were ordained. We're asking if they're in chapters or not. We're asking what kind of practice they do. We're asking about their attendance at retreats. And I think some of those questions correlated, for example, whether people are in chapters, how effective they find their practice. It'll be really interesting just to find out if there's anything significant in that year people were ordained, the kind of practice that they tend to focus on. Again, but I think it'd be interesting just to see some of the analyses that the information makes available. So as it gets analysed, the ideas will produce little bulletins and keep people updated about the information that we are finding out. But surveys also, you have the option of filling in your order name if you don't want to do that. We're assuming that mainly there'll be anonymous responses. We're asking for names if people are willing to be followed up later in a bit more depth. So the options there, basically the information will be statistical rather than personal, if you can talk about something as personal as practice in such an abstract way. Ritdam Omega was saying she'd heard a little bit of a concern about the SICA project generally, that the what was going to come out of what the SICA project produced was going to be a little prescriptive, and it, you know, it was going to generate a syllabus that was a little sort of narrow. But it's not what we've got in mind at all. I think we want to make material available in a way that supports people's practice. But, you know, people are at liberty to pick up or not what comes out of the SICA project. So that there's no intention to be prescriptive about practice. You know, it's really just trying to find out what are we doing? What are we doing that's effective? How does it relate to a shared framework of practice? What would support it going deeper? It's really trying to get that kind of exploration, that kind of conversation happening more in the culture of the order.
Is this the first time there's been a survey of this kind for the order?
I know there was at least one order survey some years ago that I think Loka Bandhu organised when he was working for the ECA. But as far as I'm aware, that this is the first thing for certainly for a number of years. And I think it's probably that the questionnaire that's focusing in most detail specifically about practice. So I'm not aware of anything being done in quite this level of depth and detail around practice and training.
Well, it'll certainly be interesting to hear the results when they start emerging in autumn time.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see them. You know, I think I've been involved in a lot of conversations and preceptors meetings and chairs meetings about our ideas about the effectiveness of practice and training, you know, to try and get something that's a little more grounded in first-hand information about how people find their practice will be interesting. And also, again, just coming back to the SICA project part of it, to have an eye in the future to what we can provide that's going to support people's practice more effectively, support people's practice going deeper. Really interested just to see how it informs some of those discussions in the future.